Well, Kenny Edwards was in the Stone Ponies, Linda's first band, so he knew Linda quite well. And Linda was around as well in those Troubadour days and, you know, part of the same group of all of us that were floating around and playing. And when our band Brindle broke up, both Kenny and Andrew joined Linda's road band.
Okay.
So they were out on the road with her, touring with her, and so I was able to be around Linda and, you know, pass her songs. Kenny would play my songs for her, so, you know, it was kind of the right place at the right time kind of thing.
Now, so your three songs were on Hasten Down the Wind before you got your record deal with Columbia, is that right?
Well, technically, no. I had my record deal and was finishing my record when she decided to do those songs. So it was really about almost like just a six-month difference between hers coming out and mine, I think. Something
right.
like that. But I had been signed from a Monday night from an A&R guy from Columbia hearing me at a Monday night, Hoot Night at the Troubadour.
Okay. Okay. And so when you... So you were making your own album, and those three songs were on your first album, but were you thrilled when Linda Ronstadt, such a big star, wanted to do those same three songs?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, there was no question. At that point, she was really at the height of her career, coming off the Heart Like a Wheel record and
right.
You're No Good as a single. And so for a songwriter who'd been basically, you know, struggling for 10 years or longer, to suddenly have that kind of exposure was huge for me.
Right.
And, you know, just a huge shift and huge change as far as recognition, yeah.
Right. I mean, I listened to your versions of course, your songs, and then I listened to Linda's, and I think a lot of them are in the same key, even, so it just seemed like maybe Linda was just a perfect voice, a great singer, to really take your songs to even more people.
Right, exactly. Yeah, no, they were really suited for her at the time, and I mean, I didn't write them for her, but,
right.
You know, Linda was a genius, really, at finding songwriters and unknown songs and, you know, picking music. I mean, that was one of her true talents, you know, was finding stuff like that, so,
uh-huh.
Because she wasn't a writer, I mean, that was something she really had to do.